Good morning. I have no relationships to disclose. I will start by describing the social demographic and cultural characteristics of Filipino Americans, present health data and major health conditions. And then I'll focus on the research methods and participants in the Filipino Health Needs Assessment project. I will discuss the findings from two focus groups and finally discuss challenges and strategies. The Philippine culture is a combination of Eastern and Western cultures. It exhibits aspects from other Asian countries with Malay heritage. It displays a significant Spanish and American influences. Most visible are the prevalence of Spanish names and surnames, the common use of English language, and the impact of American pop cultural trends. It has an extended family structure with about 80% Catholic. Filipinos are the second largest Asian American group with at 3.4 million. Among adults, 25 years and over, 39% completed bachelor's degree and 8% had advanced degrees. The median annual household income is $75,000. And 69% of immigrant adults speak English very well. 62% own a home, while 6% live in poverty. A large percentage are in management, business, scientific, and arts occupations, particularly in Texas with 51% compared to the U.S. general population of 42%. 43% in Texas have are in educational, health, and social services industries. According to the National Health Institute's Health Interview Survey, 86% has insurance, 87% has a useful place for health care, and of these, 82% visit a doctor's office or HMO. However, 3.4% delayed medical care due to cost, and another 2.2% did not receive care due to cost. Many engage in unhealthy behaviors. Among Asians, 14% of Filipinos are obese, 37% are inactive, 51% are current light or heavy drinkers, and 14% are current smokers. They have the second highest rate of former and current alcohol drinkers, and the second highest rate of former and current smokers. Filipinos are at high risk for hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetes, and other metabolic problems. The leading causes of death are heart disease, cancer, and stroke. They have the second highest rate of hypertension of all APIs and the highest TB cases among Asian immigrants, second of all immigrants. Among Asian adults, they're most likely to be obese. They're most likely to have ever been told they had hypertension and most likely to have ever been told they had diabetes or heart disease. According to this survey I conducted on type 2 diabetes among Filipino Americans in Houston metropolitan area, the age and sex-adjusted prevalence was 16.1%. The major risk factors were older age, male sex, family history, obesity, gestational diabetes, and low income in women. The prevalence increased at each age group and were significantly higher for the major risk factors, diabetes, family history, and obesity, and baby born greater than 9 pounds and gestational and low income among women. Cancer mortality rates between two time periods declined in almost all Asian groups, with one of the exceptions being Filipinos. The increases among Filipinos were primarily due to increases in lung and liver cancers for males, increases in lung, breast, pancreatic cancer, and colorectal cancers for females, and cervical cancer rates did not decline. Filipino Americans have major health issues in spite of a favorable socioeconomic status, being English proficient, a large percentage employed in healthcare industry, characteristics usually associated with improved healthcare access and health status. It's a large, rapidly increasing population, yet limited data on health needs exist. Texas has one of the largest Filipino populations, yet research on Filipino health is rare. The UTMD Anderson Cancer Center has been conducting the Filipino Health Needs Assessment in Greater Houston. The objective is to expand understanding of health issues and behaviors so that educational programs and interventions can be developed to help meet the Filipino community's needs. The study participants are ages 18 and over in these growing counties of Brazoria, Fort Bend, Galveston, and Harris. According to National Health Interview Survey, I did hit control. Okay. We collected information on health concerns, health behaviors and beliefs, and healthcare utilization, with a major emphasis on heart disease and hypertension, overweight and obesity, diet and physical activity, and complementary and alternative medicine. The first phase is qualitative. We conducted focus group interviews of Filipino community groups, ages 18 to 55 and 55 and over. This presentation will highlight the physicians and nurses' perceptions and ideas about the Filipino community's health behaviors and beliefs. Although we finished the other two groups, allied health professionals and non-health professionals, I will not present this time. Our next phase is a sample survey. There were 16 doctors and 17 nurses with a median age of 54 and 58 respectively. All were Philippine-born and Philippine-trained, except for two. The topics included awareness of health issues, risk factors, motivators and barriers to lifestyle changes, cultural beliefs and practices impacting health and prevention, and healthcare utilization. When asked the first question, what good health means, they said feeling good, no signs of illness, not having to see a doctor, no medications, good weight. They said it's a sign of wealth. Filipinos understood the preventive measures, most of them anyway, and the importance, but they're not usually practiced. There's a lack of preventive health education and measures in the native country. That's one reason they said they're not emphasized, you know, in the community here. To them, the priorities are basic needs and not health. It is difficult to modify the cultural behaviors. Keep in mind, these are, you know, mostly immigrants, Philippine-born. However, the attitude is changing with acculturation. The top health concerns are heart disease, diabetes, cancer, hypertension, and overweight and obesity. The common themes that emerged from the discussions were abundance of social events, food indulgence, unhealthy eating, lack of physical activity, stress from work, excessive drinking and smoking, particularly in men, because women rarely drink, and the lack of health education and compliance to preventive measures. Love for socializing is part of the Filipino culture. There are frequent gatherings with large variety of foods, high in salt, fat, sugar, and starch. They like traditional Filipino dishes and desserts that are rich in sugar and starch. They eat rice in large portions, usually 1 to 3 meals a day, and snacks mostly high calorie. However, there are regional differences in food preferences, the south of the Philippines eating healthier. Filipinos are not physically active. Their common excuse, there's no time to exercise. They're busy working 8 to 16 hours a day, working more than one job or more than one shift. But they consider walking as an exercise at work. And some are simply lazy. However, music is a motivator, so they like dancing and Zumba. The youth participate in sports. They think that stress is a risk factor for the major health concerns of the Filipinos. They experience stress from work, caring for family, and school. And most Filipinos came here for economic reasons. So they feel financial stress, including support of the immediate family and their extended family in the Philippines. For Filipinos, overweight means healthy. It's an indication of economic status, being financially able to take care of family. It's more acceptable for men and older and married people. However, women, younger, and single people are more weight conscious. They're acceptable for children, but it's important to teach them about healthy lifestyle. They observe that more Filipinos are overweight than most Asians. Most are aware that heart disease is associated with unhealthy diet, family history, genes, lack of exercise, overweight, stress. However, there's a lack of knowledge of preventive measures and lack of knowledge of signs and symptoms. Many think it's related to the Philippine, that high cholesterol and high blood pressure are related to the Filipino diet. They're aware of the importance to control, but there's low compliance. They think it's not good to be dependent on medications. Eating less salt and fat is better for health, but they're not likely to reduce their intake. And that taking medication anyway allows eating salty and fatty foods. About utilization, many do not go for regular checkup. They're hesitant to seek medical help. They believe doctors prescribe too many medications. So many use their own knowledge and practice self-medication. Or they seek advice from family and friends, particularly Filipino doctors and nurses. They use herbal medicine, massage therapists, or acupuncture. Some obtain drugs, herbs, and treatment in the Philippines, particularly those who do not have health insurance here in the U.S. These doctors and nurses in the focus groups are recognized that they have challenges. to develop culturally sensitive health education that addresses dietary habits. No, it's skipped again. Oh, it's skipping. Okay. That's okay. That address dietary habits, physical activity, blood pressure and cholesterol control, tobacco and alcohol use, and stress. And that they need to be working with Filipino community and community-based organizations, since there are so many of them anyway, the Filipino organizations in Houston, I think of over 20 or 30. By using culturally accepted approaches. Some of the strategies discussed were for them to start health education, them being role models, and to develop family-centered spiritual and faith-based programs, and to utilize Filipino organizations and the media to disseminate educational materials in health fairs and clinics, and conduct seminars or workshops in family, social, and community gatherings, which are very frequent, about once every week. So I hope this contributes to the limited data about Filipinos. The authors acknowledge the leaders and members of the Filipino organizations, the Texas Association of Philippine Physicians who participated, the Philippine Nurses Association of Metropolitan Houston, and the volunteers who conducted the group sessions, including the facilitators. And we thank the Center for Health Equity and Evaluation Research of UTMD Anderson Cancer Center, especially Drs. Beverly Gore and Dr. Jones, who are the PIs in this study. Thank you.